and didn't recover, you say he what?
He didn't recover?
He did not recover. He
died.
Okay. Any other ways you might have of saying that to protect, that makes it sound not quite as bad? Instead of saying he died, you might say, well, he... I think I heard you say passed on or passed away.
Passed. Well, he passed on.
Okay. Yeah. Any kind of joking ways of saying that? Somebody told me?
He kicked out.
Okay. And what about if somebody died and you're not sure what caused his death? You might say, well, he's been dead a week, but nobody knows what he...
What he had.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Or what he died...
With.
Okay. And the ceremony at the church or at the cemetery when somebody died is called his... And I say, everybody went to his...
Funeral.
And if people are dressed in black for after someone dies, you say they're in
mourning.
How's that?
In mourning.
Okay. And if somebody meets you on the street and says, well, how are you feeling today? You're just average. You might say, oh.
Fairly.
And if somebody's troubled, you might say, well, it'll come out all right. Don't
worry.
And the disease of the joints is called? Older people.
Muscles, joints.
All right. And what do you call that disease when your joints are aching?
Well, the old word was rheumatism.
Now?
The new one, I think, now is arthritis.
Okay, but it's about the same?
Yes, ma'am, about the same.
Okay. What do you call a very severe sore throat with blisters on the inside of the throat?
Tonsillitis.
Okay. And one that that children used to have and they'd choke in the night and was very severe, they sometimes died of it.
Meningitis.
Okay. And
no, diphtheria.
Okay. They give a shot for
yes,
it now.
Ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, what about that disease that kind of makes you turn yellow and even your eyeballs turn?
Yeah, down.
And if you have your appendix taken out, you might say you have an attack of...
Appendix. Appendicitis.
Okay. And if somebody should eat something that didn't agree with him and it wouldn't stay down, you'd say, well, he had to...
Wrong.
Okay. Any other ways you might say
throw
that?
Up.
Okay. And which of those terms is more polite? Which maybe is, or no difference? Which one?
Vomit, I believe.
Okay. Vomit sounds a little nicer.
Yes.
Okay. And if you were talking about somebody and you say, well, she'd hardly got the news when she came right over.
Immediately.
Okay. Why did she come over? She came over to...
Try to find out what was it.
Okay. And after, if she got the news and she wanted to spread the word, she'd say, as soon as she got the news, she came right over.
Yeah.
To
spread the news.
Okay. if somebody, you invited somebody to come to see you, and you might say, now, if you don't come, I, something disappointed, I...
Will be disappointed.
How's that?
I will be disappointed.
Okay. And if you're asking somebody to come over, you might say, now, you be sure and come, we'll...
Be looking for you.
Okay. And you want to mean to tell them that you'll be happy or proud or glad?
Yes. Happy for you to come over.
Okay. You might say, I'll be happy to see you. What would be another way of saying I'd be happy to see you?
Be happy to see you, yeah.
Okay. Have you got any other way you might say that? Sounds about the same.
Well, I'd be glad to see you.
Okay. Yeah. Any other way? Did you ever use proud?
Proud to see you.
You say that?
Yeah.
Any of those?
Yes, ma'am. Be proud to see you.
Okay. Mm-hmm.